الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين. أسأل الله أن يرزقنا النية الحسنة. I ask Allah to grant us the sincere intentions. Let's try to continue with talking about Al-Hajj with all your questions that you are going to ask. طيب تكلمنا عن أركان تكلمنا عن الاستطاعة تكلمنا عن أركان الحج تكلمنا عن محرمات الإحرام الآن نتكلم إن شاء الله عن واجبات الحج. We talked about the definition of ability, who is obligated to make al-Hajj and al-Umrah. We talked about the integrals of Hajj and Umrah. We talked about what becomes prohibited for the one who becomes in the state of ihram. Let us talk now about the obligations of al-hajj that are not integrals, al-wajibat. في الحج هناك فرق بين الركن والواجب ولا فرق بين الركن والواجب في كل الأبواب الأخرى إلا في باب الحج. In Hajj there is a difference between al-fard and al-wajib, the integral and the obligation which is not an integral. This is not the case of other matters. For example, in the prayer, the integrals, if you say this is an integral of the prayer, or if you say this is an obligation of the prayer, it's the same. In al-Hajj, there is a difference. Al-Rukun, or al-Fard, في الحج, هو ما لا يصح الحج بدونه. When you say fard or rukun, integral in al-hajj, this means a part of al-hajj which if left out, al-hajj is not valid. Al-hajj is not valid without doing it. أما الواجب فهو ما في تركه إثم لكن يجبر بالدم. يصح الحج مع تركه وعلى من تركه دم. So the obligation which is not an integral, واجب, what we call it in Arabic واجب in al-Hajj, is something which is an obligation. If one leaves it out, one is sinful, but his hajj is not invalidated. by leaving it out. And one needs to pay an expiation for leaving it out. من واجبات الحج الإحرام من الميقات. الإحرام نفسه ركن، لكن كونه من الميقات أي قبل أن يتجاوز الشخص الميقات هو واجب. Among those matters is to make the intention before crossing al-miqat. Making the intention is an integral, but doing that before crossing al-miqat is a wajib. فإذا تجاوز شخص الميقات، إذا تجاوز من يريد الحج، من ذهب بنية الحج أو العمرة، إذا تجاوز الميقات ثم أحرم بعد الميقات صح إحرامه، لكن عليه إثم، كان عليه أن يحرم قبل تجاوز الميقات. If someone goes to Mecca with the intention of making al-Hajj or al-Umrah, and then this person crosses al-Miqat, whether he or she is traveling by car or by air, by the plane. If this person crosses al-miqat and after crossing al-miqat makes his intention, then he is sinful. The intention is valid, but he is sinful. وعليه دم, and he needs to pay to slaughter a sheep. أما لو تجاوز الميقات ثم لم يحرم ثم رجع إلى الميقات فأحرم من الميقات فلا دم عليه. Now, if the person crosses al-miqat, but he does not make the intention of Hajj or Umrah, then he goes back to al-miqat and he makes the intention there, then no expiation is due on him. Miqat Ahl al-Madinah ومن يذهب إلى مكة من طريق المدينة. ميقات أهل المدينة ذو الحليفة, مكان يقال له ذو الحليفة أو آبار علي, وبه الآن مسجد كبير هناك. The people of المدينة and anyone who goes to Al-Hajj from the route of Al-Madinah, who goes to Al-Madinah and then to Mecca, their miqat is a place called Dhul Hulayfa or Abar Ali. Dhul Hulayfa or Abar Ali. It's not far outside Al-Madinah. It's close to Al-Madinah. Maybe 10 miles outside Al-Madinah. And there is a big mosque there nowadays. فإن كان شخص ذاهبا من ذلك الطريق إما أن يحرم قبل ذي الحليفة أو يحرم فيها فلا يتجاوزها من غير إحرام. So if someone is going to Al-Hajj through that route, either he makes the intention before getting to ذو الحليفة or in it, before crossing it. وميقات أهل مصر والمغرب وأهل الشام إن لم يمروا من طريق المدينة إن لم يذهبوا من طريق المدينة الجحفة. The miqat of the people of Egypt or the countries that are west of Egypt, and likewise the people of Asham, if they do not go through the route of Al-Madinah, is a place called Al-Juhfa. It's close to the shore on the Red Sea. وميقات أهل نجد نجد الحجاز واليمن هو قرن الثعالب. ميقات نجد الحجاز واليمن ميقات نجد الحجاز واليمن نجد اليمن يعني الأعالي التي في اليمن هو قرن الثعالب مكان يبعد نحو مرحلة عن مكة مسيرة يوم عن مكة. The miqat of the people of Najd, the eastern part of the Arabic Peninsula, and the highlands of Al-Yaman is a place called Qarn al-Thaalib. Qarn al-Thaalib. It is away from Mecca, one day walking distance. It is one day walking distance away from Mecca. ميقات أهل تهامة اليمن ومن يمر بطريقهم هو يلملم أو ألملم. The people of the lowlands in Yemen and those who pass through their way is a place called Yalamlam or Alamlam. Sometimes it is called Alamlam, sometimes Yalamlam. أما من يأتي من ناحية العراق من العراق أو من طريق أهل العراق فميقاته ذات عرق. The people who come from العراق or through it, the same way that the people of العراق take, is a place called ذات عرق ذات عرق هذه المواقيت لا يجوز أن يتجاوزها مريد الحج والعمرة بلا إحرام ليحرم بعدها بعد تجاوزها. Those places, the one who is coming to make al-Hajj or al-Umrah is not allowed to pass them without having the intention of Hajj and Umrah, that is to make it later after passing them. He is not allowed to go beyond them with the intention of making the intention later. يعني لو جاء إلى مكة لو تجاوز الميقات شخص يريد الحج أو العمرة يريد النسك تجاوز الميقات إلى مكة من دون إحرام وليس في نيته أن يرجع إلى الميقات قبل أن يحرم بل نيته أن يحرم بعد الميقات فهذا آثم. Which means if someone ولو كان في نيته أن يحج أو يعتمر العام المقبل. If someone crosses الميقات heading towards Mecca to make الحج or العمرة even the next year. يعني even if he crosses al-miqat going to Mecca intending to stay in Mecca until the next year and then making al-hajj or al-umrah if someone does that crosses al-miqat without the intention and without intending to go back to it to make the intention from there then this person is sinful. وعليه دم and he needs to slaughter an animal إن فعل ذلك إن أحرم بعد الميقات. He has to slaughter an animal if he makes the intention after crossing the miqat. أما إن عاد إلى الميقات قبل التلبس بنسك مثل طواف القدوم مثلا سقط عنه الدم. Now if he goes back to al-miqat to make the intention from there before doing any action like the tawaf for arriving at Mecca, in this case he does not have to pay the expiation. أما لو جاوز الميقات وهو لا يريد الحج ولا العمرة ثم بعد مجاوزة الميقات بدا له تغيرت نيته فعزم على الحج أراد الحج فإنه ينوي من حيث هو يحرم من حيث هو. If someone crosses al-miqat without the intention of making al-hajj or al-umrah, And later on the way, after crossing Al-Miqat, one changes his mind. In this case, so now he wants to make Al-Hajj or Al-Umrah. In this case, he makes the intention just where he changed his mind. He does not keep going without making the intention. He makes it there. يحرم من حيث هو لا يتجاوز ذلك المكان من غير إحرام. مثلا واحد جاء إلى جدة لزيارة قريب له وليس في نيته الحج ولا العمرة، عندما وصل إلى جدة غير نيته، هذا تجاوز الميقات، غير نيته، أراد أن يحج أو يعتمر، ميقاته جدة، لا يجاوز جدة من غير إحرام. For example, someone comes to Jeddah. Jeddah is close to Mecca, like less, maybe 70 kilometers, 45 miles away from Mecca. If he comes to Jeddah to visit a friend or a relative, he does not have the intention to go to Al-Hajj or Al-Umrah. But after arriving at Jeddah, he changes his mind. So now he wants to make Al-Hajj or he wants to make Al-Umrah. Then his miqat becomes Jeddah. He is not allowed to leave Jeddah without making the intention. أما المكي الذي هو من أهل مكة فميقاته مكة. Now the person who lives in Mecca, his miqat is Mecca itself. أما للحج, this is for الحج. أما للعمرة يخرج إلى خارج الحرم ميقاته أدنى الحل. أي مكان خارج حرم مكة يحرم منه للعمرة ثم يدخل مكة, يدخل الحرم. As for Al-Umrah, the one who lives in Mecca, if he wants to make Al-Umrah, not Al-Hajj, he needs to go outside the borders of Haram Mecca, wherever outside the border of Haram Mecca, he makes the intention there and then he enters Al-Haram, he enters Mecca. إذن للحج يحرم من مكة, أما للعمرة من أدنى الحل, ليس من مكة, ليس له أن يحرم من مكة. So the one who lives in Mecca is not entitled to make the intention of Umrah while he is in Mecca. He needs to go outside the border of Haram Mecca, make the intention and then get in. For Al-Hajj, it is permissible to make it while he is in Mecca. But for Al-Umrah, no. He goes outside Mecca, outside Al-Haram, makes the intention, then goes in. أما الميقات هذه المواقيت يقال لها المواقيت المكانية متعلقة بالمكان. أيضا هناك ميقات زماني للحج, يعني موعد زمان من أراد الحج لابد أن يحرم بالحج في ضمنه. وهذا الميقات هو الذي يسمى أشهر الحج. Okay, one has to make the intention of Hajj before crossing a certain area. Also, he needs to make the intention of Hajj within a specific time. Ashhur al-Hajj hiya Shawwal wa Dhul Qa'dah wa Dhul Hijjah. Dhul Hijjah ay ila fajr yawm al-Eid, ila fajr yawm al-Ashir. ليس كله. The time to make the intention of Hajj starts by the beginning of Shawwal and ends by the dawn of the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. So it is Shawwal, all of Shawwal, all of Dhul Qa'dah, and until the dawn of the 10th day of Dhul Hijjah. فإذا فات هذا الوقت فات ميقات الميقات الزماني للحج فاته الحج. The one who misses making the intention within this time, he misses al-Hajj. أما العمرة فميقاتها الزماني الأبد. متى ما شاء يحرم بالعمرة. As for al-Umrah, there is no specific time for it. He can make the intention of Umrah anytime. إلا أن يكون محرما بالحج أو بالعمرة. Except if one is already engaged in al-Hajj or engaged in al-Umrah. He cannot make the intention of al-Umrah while he is still not done engaged with al-Umrah or al-Hajj. السنة الثانية. ما فهمت. بدها تكون نيته أن يرجع إلى الميقات ليحرم من الميقات. ليس نيته أنه يتجاوز الميقات ثم يحرم من غير الرجوع إلى الميقات. مثلا. بأشهر الحج ينوي أنه في أشهر الحج يرجع إلى الميقات فيحرم من الميقات. طيب. طيب هذا واجب من الواجبات. This is one of the obligations that are not integrals. من الواجبات أيضا المبيت في مزدلفة. Among those obligations is to stay at night in Muzdalifa. يعني من واجبات الحج أن يكون الحاج في مزدلفة ولو لحظة بعد منتصف ليلة النحر. Among the obligations that are not integrals of al-Hajj, a wajib in al-Hajj, is for the pilgrim to be in the area of Muzdalifa after midnight, the middle of the night that precedes Al-Eid, for a moment, at least for a moment. Do you remember what we said? We said that before the day of Eid, the pilgrim goes to Arafah. Now from Arafah, he goes to Muzdalifah. So when does he go to Muzdalifah? We said it is better for the pilgrim to stay in Arafah until after the sunset. So after the sun sets, he goes to Muzdalifah. So now he is in the night that precedes the eve of the Eid. After mid, he needs to be in Muzdalifah after midnight. Midnight does not mean 12 o'clock. Midnight means the middle between Al-Maghrib, the sunset, and the dawn. He needs to stay even for a moment in Muzdalifah. To be for a moment in Muzdalifah. وفي المذهب قول بأن هذا المبيت في مزدلفة سنة ليس واجبا. There is a saying in the Shafi'i school that staying at Muzdalifah is sunnah and not an obligation. So according to this saying that it is sunnah, there is no expiation, no sin if one leaves it out, and no expiation. على القول بأنه سنة من تركه لا إثم عليه ولا دم. أيضا من واجبات الحج المبيت في منى. Another wajib in Al-Hajj is to be in Mina, a place called Mina, which is adjacent to Muzdalifah. So Muzdalifah is adjacent to Arafah. Arafah, then Muzdalifah, then Mina. Mina is adjacent to Muzdalifah. Muzdalifah is in the middle between Arafah and Mina. So the one who is making Al-Hajj goes from Arafah to Muzdalifah, and then the next day he goes to Mina. فيجب أن يكون أن يبيت في منى أي أن يكون في منى معظم ليلة اليوم الأول من أيام التشريق. ومعظم ليلة اليوم الثاني من أيام التشريق. فإن لم ينفر من منى قبل غروب اليوم الثاني من أيام التشريق أيضا عليه أن يبيت ليلة اليوم الثالث من أيام التشريق هناك. When does the pilgrim, when does he have to stay, he or she have to stay at Mina? The pilgrim has to spend most of the night of the that precedes the first day of At-Tashriq. And likewise, the night that precedes the second day of At-Tashriq. If he goes out from Mina before the sun set of the second day of Tashriq, he does not have to stay there for the third night. Otherwise, he has to do so. أيضا المبيت في منى هناك قول للإمام الشافعي أنه سنة ليس واجبا. Staying at Mina for those two or three nights is an obligation. If one leaves it out, he needs to slaughter and he is sinful. But there is a saying in the Shafi'i school that it is sunnah and not an obligation. Just like spending the time in Muzdalifah. Let me try to make it more clear by writing something on the... You know the being at Arafah occurs at the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah. Okay. During the ninth day of Dhul-Hijjah, this is when the people stay at, when the pilgrim has to be at Arafah. Now, after being at Arafah, it is better for the pilgrim to stay there until the sun sets. Then the pilgrim goes to Muzdalifah. So after the sun sets, then he's at night now. Mahek, isn't it the case? طيب. This is the eve of the 10th, isn't it? He needs to stay in Muzdalifah at least one moment after the middle of the night. Okay? From Muzdalifah, he gets the pebbles that he is going to use, that he is going to throw at the three stations. Okay, later. Those three stations, where are they? In Mina. The next day, which is the 10th, isn't it? Which is the Eid. After the middle of the night of the Eid, starts the time of what? Throwing the pebbles at the station of Al-Aqaba. So one goes after that to Mina. He throws the pebbles of Al-Aqaba when? During the day of Eid, or يعني at night, after midnight, or in the morning. Isn't it the case? طيب, this is what he does on the 10th. He goes to throw the pebbles at Al-Aqaba. طيب, and then this is also when the time of going around Al-Kaaba takes place. This is also when the time of cutting the hair takes place. After going around Al-Kaaba, what does he do? He goes for As-Sa'i between As-Safa and Al-Marwa. Okay, he's done with all of that. Then he goes at night after doing all of that. So he has tawaf, sa'i, cutting the hair, etc. After doing all of that, he gets back to Mina. طيب. Now it's the night time. So it is the eve of the 11th day, isn't it? It's the eve of the 11th day. During the eve of the 11th day, he needs to stay in Mina most of the night. This is wajib. The next day, he throws the pebbles in the three stations. Then he goes back to Mina. And it is the eve of the 12th day. Also, it is wajib to spend the night in Mina. Okay? That is most of the night in Mina. Now, the next day, he goes and he throws the pebbles at the three stations. If he leaves Mina, if he goes out of Mina before the sunset, then he's done with throwing the pebbles. If he chooses not to do that, and he chooses to stay in Mina, then he needs to spend the third night at Mina also. That is most of the night, which is the eve of the 13th day. So staying in Mina is a wajib either for two or three nights depending on how the pilgrim acts. Either he throws the pebbles for 3 days, the 3 days of At-Tashriq, the 11th, 12th, and 13th, and if he chooses to do that, he is going to stay at night at Mina for the eve of each one, or he doesn't do that, he throws the pebbles at the 11th, the 12th, and he goes out of Mina before the sun sets. Then he does not have to throw the pebbles the next day, and he does not have to stay at Mina for that night. Is it clear? This is an obligation. If one leaves it out, he needs to slaughter a sheep. نعم حاج بالتحلل الأول ما نشاط بس حتى يكون تحلل التحلل الثاني لابد أن يكون سعى ما بيكون بعد. إن لم يسعى يكون بعده بالإحرام، لأنه ما بعد عنده السعي. ما إذا طاف ورمى جمرة العقبة وقصر أو حلق ولم يسعى بعد بيكون ما تحلل التحلل الثاني. يعني هني أصدن للتحلل الثاني طاف أي وسعى، لو كان أحيانا لا يذكرونه. ها يس يس، after one can do الطواف around الكعبة and السعي between الصفا and المروة after the 13th or even 14th or 15th or 16th or 17th or 18th or 19th or 20th, it does not have الطواف going around الكعبة and السعي between الصفا and المروة. It does not have a specific time at which its time ends. So one can delay it. But as long, يعني if he delays that, he is still in the state of ihram. He doesn't get out of the state of ihram until doing that, al-tawaf and al-sa'i. Nah. رامي في أخره لآخر يوم. طيب خلونا نوقف هون. Let us stop here for now. إذا كان أحد له سؤال, if you have questions, go ahead. اتفضل. لا مش إذا طاف يعني سعى, يعني هن للتحلل الأخير ثاني بيذكروا الطواف أيوة السعي لو ما ذكروا. بيكون سعى. لا لا, السعي لا يسد مسد الطواف. اتفضلي أم وليد. ليلة العاشر يعني الليلة التي قبله. كيف 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 19 بالنهار أم وليد؟ الليل غير النهار. إيه إيه لا حائف of the tense. لا ما بيكون. كيف بده يكون تسعة بالليل؟ بلى صح. لا هي عم تشتغل فيي. eve of tense. Eve of tenth, مش يعني الليلة اللي... Eve of tenth, أم وليد. لا, Eve of tenth, يعني الليلة اللي قبل يوم العاشر. أسماء زيحي من الوجه بس. ما بعرف شو يعني تسعة بالليل. تسعة ليلة اليوم تسبق نهاره، بالشهر القمري الليلة تسبق النهار، يعني بشهر رمضان الليلة الأولى برمضان هي الليلة اللي قبل نهار الصيام. من شان هيك إذا رؤي الهلال بعد غروب 29 من رمضان تلك الليلة ما بيصلوا فيها التراويح، لأنه ما بتكون من رمضان. وفيك بكل حال بالإنجليزي إذا قالوا Eve of the tenth يعني الليلة التي قبل العاشر، يوم نهار العاشر. تفضل. شوال تكون هي من شوال. إذا ترك الواجب بسأل إن شاء الله. طيب الله يبارك فيكم. I need to hear the questions. الله يكرمكم. نعم. Okay. Yes. When he throws the pebbles. In Mina. Correct. Either before going there or after, he makes at-tawaf and as-sa'i. He cuts the hair if he wants. At-tawaf, no, around al-Ka'ba. Only that station, not the other two. Tawaf, Sa'i, cuts the correct. Yeah, if he decides to make, he goes to visit the friend in Jeddah, and then he decides to make Al Umrah, then he does not leave Jeddah without the intention of Umrah. Wafikum. And when he wants to make the intention, the man changes his clothes before that. Why? Because it is haram to wear these casual clothes after making the intention. So first he changes his clothes, then he makes the intention. No, for the woman it does not require to change her clothes. Wafikum. Can someone eat and drink? Yes, they can. Eating and drinking does not affect as-sa'i or at-tawaf. طيب. لا. صح. ليس عليه فدية. بلى عليه إثم إذا كان قادرا على التعلم ثم قصر، عليه إثم. كيف لك؟ بتركي التعلم عليه اسم. لماذا يقال عن النبي محمد عليه الصلاة والسلام التهامي؟ لأنه من تهامة مكة يطلق عليها ذلك. لماذا سمي حرم مكة وحرم المدينة؟ لأنه يحرم فيه أمور، له منزلة، هذا المكان له منزلة خاصة، بحيث أن هناك بعض الأشياء تحرم فيه ولا تحرم في غيره. طيب بارك الله فيكم، إن شئتم نهلل. لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.